This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and wife Melania Tuesday paid solemn tribute to the 11 people killed Saturday at the Tree of Life Jewish Temple in Pittsburgh. The Trumps lit candles for each of the victims inside before stepping outside to leave remembrances. They also visited some of the wounded recovering at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. People across the city gathered to sing and hold signs in solidarity with the Jewish community. Chaim Rice is with the World Jewish Congress.
People of the world should unite the terrorist activities of all types, whether the guy's a single maniac or it's a group. It's something that should not exist, and it's something that we fight against.
Others, like Annie Hardin, were protesting the visit by the president at this time.
I think it's appropriate, but I think it was too soon. I can't speak for the entire community of Squirrel Hill, and I can't speak for the people in the synagogue. But from whom I talked to, they have said he is not welcome here because he is not welcoming to others.
The first of the funerals for the victims of Saturday's attack were also held Tuesday. The suspect, Robert Bowers, was arrested at the scene after being wounded. He has been charged with 29 felony counts, including hate crimes, and could face the death penalty if convicted in what the Anti-Defamation League described as the deadliest targeting of Jews in U.S. history. American missionary Charles Wesco was killed in Cameroon Tuesday near Bramunda as he traveled through a northwest area contested by Anglophone separatists and security forces. The 44-year-old Baptist missionary had been in the country less than 2 weeks. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar expected to return to the capital, Juba, Wednesday to take part in a peace ceremony for the new agreement signed in August to end 5 years of conflict. Machar fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo in 2016 after an earlier peace deal collapsed. This is VOA News.